Hi, this is John Gabriel, and welcome to day five of week two of the new you in the new year, five-week transformational program. We're talking about digestion, and as we've talked about a lot this week, processed food, especially grains and gluten, can cause a lot of problems with your digestion. So gluten is a protein that actually can cause the lining of your intestines to become more permeable so that food goes into your bloodstream before it's fully digested, which causes stress to your immune system, activates your inflammatory hormones, which then activates your fat programs. So that comes from several things, but one of the things is gluten and processed foods. So just a quick thought today, I'm wondering if you can look into different types of non-wheat and non-grain types of flours. So there's a couple of good ones out there. One of them is chia bran. So these are flours that you can bake with that don't have gluten. They don't have any grains at all, so there's nothing to elevate your insulin levels, which is great too, because as we know now, insulin can activate your fat programs, or insulin puts your body in fat storage mode. So the ideal flours don't elevate your insulin levels, and they don't have gluten, and they're easy to digest. The best one is something called chia bran. Now, chia bran, it comes from the chia seed, but it's not ground chia seeds, as you might think. Chia bran is what's left over after they make chia seed oil. So when they squeeze the oil out of the chia seed, which is rich in omega-3s, what's left is a bran that's comprised of mostly fiber and 20% protein. It's also very high in calcium and a lot of trace minerals. So all it is protein and fiber, but you can make muffins with it, pancakes. We've got some recipes for making pancakes there that I really like. You can make breads with it. Pretty much anything you do with normal flour, you can do with chia bran. Another good one is coconut flour. Coconut flour is a good grain alternative, and you can also use ground nuts sometimes as an alternative. For example, we've got an almond and orange cake in the recipe book where we're using ground almonds as the flour. So no gluten, nothing to elevate your insulin levels. These are the ideal types of flours that you want to use. So maybe familiarize yourself with some of the recipes in the recipe book and some of the other recipes that we have out there, and some of these other non-gluten, non-grain flours. And you might hit on something that you really love that'll make all the difference in the world for you. So I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.